Let's go to Schenectady, New York, where our ABC News correspondent Mark Remillard is standing by with the latest on the investigation into that awful limousine accident that took place over the weekend. Mark, what have investigators uncovered?
Well, essentially, investigators are still going through. They have packed up the limo, basically. They've taken it to another location where they're now actually combing through the wreckage. And basically what they're going to look for is any number of things. Was this driver error, as also the toxicology reports will eventually be done on the driver to make sure whether or not there was any kind of intoxicant, but they're going to look at the limo as well. We have learned from investigators, and they confirmed to us, that the driver himself was not licensed to be operating a vehicle with more than 15 passengers. In the state of New York, once you're over 15 passengers, you basically need the same kind of license as you would to drive a bus. But this driver did not have that proper credential. And then on top of that, we've also learned that the vehicle itself had recently failed a safety inspection. And so that raises the concern here that this may have been a mechanical error, but we just don't know that yet, or whether that contributed. According to authorities, they've been in contact with the owner of the company, who is actually in Pakistan, but they say that there's been a signal from him and from the company with a willingness to cooperate with the investigation.
Yeah. Well, Mark, yesterday I was looking online, and there were a lot of videos of similar accidents that had been captured on tape with cameras inside the vehicle. I have not heard of a camera inside this limo. Is there any videotape of any kind related to this accident?
Not that we're aware of. The only thing that we've heard on the record from authorities is that they did say that they are aware that the people on the limousine were active on their cell phones in the minutes leading up to the crash. You would assume maybe right up to the crash. And they said they did say active on social media. Now, whether that means that they were just posting things because they were on their way to a birthday party. So were they just posting about the birthday party? You know, there's been reports about whether someone texted about the condition of the limo. Authorities have not said anything on the record about that, and I personally have not heard anything, so that remains to be seen.
And help me understand what happened here. The limo blew the stop sign, if the reporting is correct, and then hit an SUV that was not occupied. So it wasn't like a train, you know, ran through the limo. Gosh, it seems like a pretty dramatic crash to kill all 18 people inside the limo. Do we have any indication of exactly how this went down? And were they thrown from the car? Did they just pile up on each other inside? I'm trying to visualize it, as awful as that is.
There is, pardon me.
That's all right.
Pardon me. I'm actually a police officer. Just came by to make sure I'm all right.
But okay.
What we know, because I'm near the crash scene actually, and so right. What we know was the limo was coming down a hill. And as it reached that T intersection, as you mentioned there, it blew through the stop sign, and then, as you mentioned, hit that parked car. What we don't know whether or not speed was a factor. That is something that is still being examined. Mm-hmm. But what we did get a little indication of from authorities was that there is no indication at this point that the brakes were ever even applied this. And so that may have obviously contributed to the amount of force and damage and, you know, kinetic energy that that this limo had as it tore through, hit that car, and then ended up in a wooden ravine. And basically they said that there was, and you can see from the screen, the scene, that there was no visible skid marks on the actual roadway. Now, they put an asterisk on that because they say that may have been, you know, the result of anti-lock brakes. There could have been mist on the road that would have obscured, you know, tire marks. But as of right now, there's no indication of that. And so they are calling this a high-energy impact, essentially. And they say there was significant damage that, again, haven't said whether speed is a factor, but that's all probably going to come out in their investigation.
Well, it's pretty awful to even think about. Mark Remillard, our ABC News correspondent in Schenectady, New York, really appreciate the update. Thank you.